Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, it's a throwback episode. I'm joined by Jamel Muhammad, Avery Razor. We are doing an MMA gay-themed episode. Kind of a short episode. We had to cut it short. I had something come up toward the end. You'll see what it is. But I think about 22 minutes of action for today's show. What we're doing is a preview of the HR MMA show, which will be Saturday, May 30th, 2026 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So a short episode, but a goodie. We got some good YouTube action today. So we're messing with some screen share, some really advanced technology to share the screens of Instagram and Facebook onto the YouTube channel. So if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to the Kelly Patrick Show YouTube page. If you're a fan of the Kelly Patrick Show, I ask that you please send me some referrals. Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, Florida. If you need health insurance under the age of 65 or Medicare eligible, which normally means you're over the age of 65, but not always, please send me some health insurance referrals. Or even if you just need advice for your health insurance, I would love to help out. MedicareStoreUSA.com is the website. As always, I appreciate the support from Louisville Combat Academy, 7908 Beulah Church Road, Louisville, Kentucky. They have great 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, very strong MMA program led by Jason Y. I attend the kickboxing classes there regularly. Graham Gordon teaches a great kickboxing class. As always, I want to thank Matt McCarthy. He is the producer of The Kelly Patrick Show. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy today's show. Welcome to The Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by returning guests. I have the legendary Avery Razor. Avery, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Hi, Mitch.
And then, of course, I have Mr. Jamel Muhammad. Jamel, how are you, sir?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing very well. It's been a while since the three of us have done an MMA gay episode, right?
Mm-hmm. It has been.
Yeah.
Quite a while.
Who wants?
These are my favorite. I was wanting to all get together and talk about boys.
Who wants to describe what is an MMA gay episode? Who wants to tell that?
Well, pretty much, you know, I just pick my favorite, like, fighters on a card, you know, based on the most important criteria, which is which one's hotter and, you know, who I think could win the best, you know, in my personal opinion.
Okay. All right.
And it's really all to find out who the better person is, right, Avery?
Yeah. Oh no, that too. We definitely go through we go through their shit to see. So we don't want any assholes. We don't root for a fucking douchebag. Also, slash, we do have a new catching print system. Okay, that's gonna add an extra layer to this. You know,
catching print, is that what you said?
Yes. It's like the newest thing going around. Like, we've always, like, caught print, you know, like saw penises through shorts, you know, for those who don't understand. But now there's a science and a chart and, like, a whole method to it. So, you know, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to preview some local MMA cards here in the Kentucky, really Ohio, Indiana type area, okay? So we didn't have it on just one card, but we started out. Where should we start, Avery? The first one we talked about was HR MMA, which I, of course, will be commentating. We have that card is coming up Saturday, May 30th, 2026 in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah, let's start with Hard Rock because that's the one that I sent the links for. So it'd just be easiest for me.
Okay. Jamel, do you have access to this card on Tapology?
I do not.
Okay, I'll send the link.
Not currently.
I'll send the link in the group chat if you can see it, if you want.
Okay.
I just sent it.
So the first one is Jordan Gass versus Blake Grant.
Okay. Jordan Gast is defending his HR MMA 135-pound amateur title. He's 6-5. He's known as being kind of like the Damian Maya of HR MMA. He's a submission specialist. He's won with a heel hook. He's won with, you know, Americana. He just wins with all sorts of submissions. I love Jordan Gast's game. And he's going against Blake Grant. Blake Grant is, of course, a name that's not quite as familiar to the HR MMA crowd, but he's 6-1. He's from Nashville MMA. He's coming in town, and he's trying to take the belt from
Jordan. Now, you look at these numbers, obviously you're like, Jordan's going to lose, right?
Maybe. Jamel, what do you think? 6-5 against 6-1? 130.
That's crazy.
Jamel, are you a former 135-pound title holder yourself?
145.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, like, all of these stats sound great and everything, but does this really determine who wins the fight?
I think so, right? Yeah. I mean,
the stats? You think the stats?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, I have a much better, higher threshold. But I'm just saying, if we were just like a science numbers person, like a fucking nerd, like, I'd be like 6-5, 6-1. Okay.
So hotness doesn't come into play.
No. For me, it does. I'm saying, okay, if we just looked at those numbers and looked at nothing else, like, you know, if this was Cauchy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would automatically, but, you know, we can dig a little deeper. Absolutely.
Okay. I might shut my computer down with all this screen sharing. I'm getting fancy here, but here we go. Jordan Gast against Blake Grant. Okay, so Avery, help us dive into what's most important about this title fight, please.
You would know that part. I mean, what's most important about it? Listen, I don't know really why they beat each other up in the first place, to be quite honest. So I don't know the significance.
Okay. Tell me. How would you like to evaluate this title fight, Avery?
Okay. Yeah, no, fair. Who I would root for in this situation, can you pull up Jordan's Facebook?
Yeah, let's see.
Because I realize I'm actually friends with Jordan Gast on Facebook.
Okay. He's a nice guy, gym owner, badass.
Yeah, I don't think I've spoken to him. I don't know. We'll see. We don't know what Drunk Avery does, so check.
All right. So what do you got for us, Avery?
Wait, do you have his... It's not on the main screen. That's what I was saying. I don't know if we were going
is
on
it not? Is it not on the main screen? You can't see
no.
it? Oh, I got to switch it. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Oh. Did that do it?
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes, this is him. Okay, so go to the main page of it all, or I can scroll through. I have this thing pulled up too.
I for a moment there, I thought that was him hitting a girl, but no, just a pad.
No, just a pad.
Okay, he's from Indiana, a place I've never heard of. Okay, just the band, his band photo, the hot guy ratio in his gym is not amazing. I can say that.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, what gym does he go to?
Gas Tank MMA. He owns it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's great. A great gym, I'm saying.
It is, actually. Very accomplished. They do very well on the scene.
If you're going strictly on hotness, though.
But let's be honest, the ratio is a little off.
It's a little off. That's what I'm saying. He's working a lot with kids. I don't like children, but I understand for the business. Yeah, a lot of kid stuff. I'll go to his photos.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, he's a fine gentleman, you know. He's not, you know, doesn't make me want to like rip my clothes off or nothing, but he's okay.
So not a bad looking guy.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a good photo so we can see where he falls on the chart. I think I already did chart this man because I did a little research beforehand.
What do you mean by chart?
Okay. Just so we're
What are you reacting to, Kelly?
Yeah, what is that?
It looks like he's covering up here, so Avery can't see.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I think because the way I was looking, you can keep going through the photos, but I saw an A. The person, whoever he's fighting, that's clearly a B. But we need to...
Can you explain to us what these letters are, Avery?
Yes, here's the chart, you guys, okay? So, where he can fall, you can be an A if the apex is at the top, okay?
Okay.
You can be a B if it's towards the bottom. So, on the screen right now, the dude he's against, that's a clear B right there, okay? Mm. And then a D is whether if you can't see the print at all, or you can see it swinging. That's the largest ones, okay? The B's like, you know, 8 inches or more. And then an A is like, that's like the smaller ones, the USBs, remember?
D's for like, dang.
Huh?
Indeed, it's for like, dang, he's, you know.
Okay,
we don't have a ton of time, so we'll continue along here. So which one do we look at next?
Okay, look at the dude he's fighting.
Blake Grant,
yeah.
I should add him as a friend. He lives in Evansville, Indiana. Black guy?
No.
Oh, that's the wrong guy.
No, go to Instagram for this guy because he doesn't have a Facebook. He has an Instagram.
I added some random Blake Grant.
He might be excited for that, okay?
Is this him, Blake Grant 12? I should know.
Yeah, he's just pulling up random people.
This is him.
Yeah. No, and as we can clearly see, this man is way hotter than...
He's followed by Chad Hardy. Chad Hardy's a badass.
Okay.
I don't know that person. But yeah, no. Blake... He's way hotter than him. I'm sorry. It's just facts.
You were saying that Blake's hotter.
Yeah, you need to pull up Instagram, Kelly, on the main feed.
I'm not seeing a good picture here, Kelly.
Yeah, we're still seeing Black Blake Grant.
Oh, okay, thank you. Let me see. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah, no, look at this man. Are you kidding me? Also, his gym has a better Hawkeye ratio. He has better numbers. When I went through his photos, it also seemed like an A as well, so they're kind of matching on that. And, yeah, no, I think this one's like a really easy route for me.
So you're going for Blake Grant?
Yeah, 100%. It just makes the most sense.
Okay. I'll get better at the screen sharing. Okay, so up next.
And then I'll get better at describing. Okay, Sam Campagna. But we should probably start with that Connor Messite guy.
Okay, where do I go on, Facebook or Instagram?
He has Instagram. I sent that link to you, but I don't know if you can use it with the thing.
Maybe I can. Give me a moment here. It's in the group chat.
Connor Messite. Yeah, no, because I did a little early digging, right, on these people, and I had to request Sam on Instagram, so I hadn't seen his photos yet, and just by the ones that I could see, I was like, oh, this guy's just a fucking dad or something, you know?
Is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, you know, it's a look to it. It's not bad, but, you know, when you're competing with young hotness here, okay? Yeah, I thought it was going to be a slaughter, but then...
Is this him?
A firm request. Yes, this is the first dude. And, you know, he's like clear young hotness here. They're both zero. And this is their first fight for both of them. That's wild. So nobody got shit to lose.
Looks like he's kind of showing the crotch area off here, if I'm being
real. No, what do you think, Avery?
Look at this one. Would you look at this?
It's giving. Hold on. Because I feel like we have better photos for this, right?
Yeah. Better than this.
Yeah, it seems like a B. It's given a B.
What about this guy on the left?
Oh shit! Well, I can't tell if that's just great. I'm gonna hold on.
Okay,
anyway, sorry.
Okay, we'll move on to the next fight.
He looks like a nice B.
Okay,
I'm over here. I'm over here clicking the screen.
Zooming in. Okay. All right. Yes. Connor Messite, and then we have Sam is the next one on the left.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. So Sam, he probably didn't accept your final question, but he accepted mine. And let me tell you, this man is not just some old dude. Okay. He is kind of fine. Okay. And whoever this girl is, he's with, I hate her. But
why do you hate her?
Because she's just a bitch and I hate her. But
what do you think of Sam?
But Sam, yeah, no, Sam is nice for an older gentleman. I'm just assuming he's old. I have no idea how old he is, but I just, you know, he's, you know.
If you had to guess, how old what do you think that he is, Avery?
I would say he's got to be like late 30s, yeah? Like, he's starting his career, but it looks like
it should be ending?
Yeah.
Guys, this has been an it should be ending.
But no, he's got like these great muscle pics, okay? Now, the thing is, he looks like he has an A.
So who are we looking at?
We're looking at Sam.
Okay, guys, I only have 10 minutes left. We're going to have to continue. Okay. We're going to have to do another one of this soon, Jamel and Avery.
Okay.
But this has been action-packed so far. We'll just get through HRMMA today, and then we'll reschedule for the next cards, Avery.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, this is good. What a tease. What a tease. All right, what do I look at next? We got 10 minutes.
Okay, well, for that one, I'm going to go with Sam because he's a surprise daddy. And Connor, it's heavy, but not heavy enough. Look at Matthias Volkart.
How do we spell that? Matthias Volkart, okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. Matthias. Oh, is that him? Is he like a little...
He seems foreign.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm just saying.
Jamel also seems foreign. Jamel, is that offensive to you?
I guess it depends on what kind of foreign.
He seems foreign. Like when you Google him, his picture's a fucking cartoon character, and he doesn't have.
He needs to accept my request. Do we look for him on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. But, well, he seems young. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if he's fighting on the card, then he's, you know, he's game for getting analyzed.
I mean, he looks
That's
like
true.
He follows Jack.
Right, Jamel?
That's right? True.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even if they're a minor, fuck it. All right.
Matthias, did you fight him on Facebook?
No, well, I no. Did you?
I'm looking at him.
I can't tell. Santa, have you not found him yet?
One second.
I should clarify. If they're a minor, we're not going to play this game with them. That wasn't a good joke. I mean,
I'm glad you did that.
You need to clarify. There has to be some guardrails. There has to be some guardrails.
Can I?
What? No. Yeah, not technically, no. You have to be 18, but there's been some 19, high schoolers.
He's 19. I'm looking at his fighter details because it's the only pick we have. And okay, well, listen, if this is the only pick we have such short amount of time.
Who should we jump to?
All we have is cauliflower ears and clavicle. Okay, that's all we have to go on right now. Look up the other guy.
Who, Dolph Dana?
Yeah, who he's fighting. Maybe maybe Dolph is a little more open and he wants people to see, you know, his body and hotness and things.
Now, well, it looks like it's private also, but maybe I can find him on Facebook. This is good for me adding all the fighters on the Bittersweet Battles. Look, I've already added him on Facebook, but he hasn't requested. He hasn't accepted
me. On the screen, Mitch.
He hasn't accepted me. I got nothing. I got nothing for Dolph. Let's move on to the next one. Just based on those two pictures, who wins, Matthias or Dolph?
Man, see, I'm going to have to pick, hold on, sorry. Matthias. Okay. He has better clavicle, but the other guy, that looks like a fucking mugshot. Anyway, speaking of mugshots.
All right, let's go now to what do you mean, speaking of mugshots? Were you saying that because... What were you saying that for?
I'm kidding.
What kind of joke was that? Was that a racist joke?
It was a hilarious black joke. How do you say his name?
Xavier. What do you mean? Xavier. Hello? Yeah, Xavier.
That is not Xavier.
What? Yes, Xavier.
That is hilarious. Love him. Okay.
Oh, he's Team Hicks.
What does that even mean?
That's Donnie Wallace's gym. And
Donnie Wallace.
That's yes. Sandro right there. That's
okay.
Yeah, this is the whole crew.
Okay. As you know, I'm for my people, and especially in this scenario, yeah, I'm going to go with... We don't even have to look at the other guy.
You win. All right. He wins. We'll skip black, over. Yeah, you pick the black guy over the Hispanic. We get it.
He could be fighting anyone. He
would take care of, not even like kid. You know, it's like no. Well, yeah, he has to win.
All right. Up next, we got Cameron Ashby against Micah Graham.
Okay. Pull up Cameron. Shit. I want to end with Micah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Oh my God, all these women, get out of the photo. Scroll down for me, Kelly.
They really messed up the vibe.
They really mess up the whole shot. It makes it really hard. See, oh God. What is going on in those photos? He's very handsome. He's a very handsome man. He looks...
It's not a bad looking guy.
I could be making this totally up, but he looked kind of Greek, you know? Mm-hmm. But... Oh, okay. Square tips. Nice.
Yeah, he's in shape. Okay. He's a beast, to be honest. This guy will fight anybody, to be real.
Okay. Are there any
Is this a tough matchup for you, Avery?
It would be.
Okay, and now we're going to jump to his opponent, who's Micah Graham. Because we don't have much time. I got like 2 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. This will be be the best pound-for-pound episode ever.
Oh my gosh.
I got to go pick the pregnant wife up from work.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, pregnancy.
This is the guy who he choked Eric Moore right there unconscious.
Yeah. So, also very, very attractive man, okay?
Micah is?
Yeah, I think so. He's, you know, he's a little gauntish, okay? But that comes with the red hair, okay? Nothing a tan can't fix, some tinted moisturizer.
I think he won his fight. He's still in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's still in high school. Does that change? Avery, does that change? Does that change how you feel about him?
In high school at 19 or 18. That's crazy.
18, yeah. He's like 3-0 and he's still in high school. Avery, does that change how you feel about him?
Yeah, a little bit because he's in high school. A little creepy.
Okay.
But you know, he's legal.
Okay.
So, okay. But he's also ginger.
Does that give him points?
Because gingers are black.
Gingers are black?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I have heard that.
Gingers are black.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, gingers are black. And so I'm going to root for him and the black community always.
Okay. Well, guys, we got through 23 minutes of MMA Gay. Despite the technical difficulties, I think we made some progress. We will reschedule our next episode for another 9:30 p.m. and we'll have the technical glitches worked out better next time. Avery, yeah, oh my God. Guys, I got to go. Avery, Jamel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
See you guys. Tune in for the next episode. It'll be out soon. Thank you.
All right. Later, guys.